Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. This week, I'm talking about three guy movies, two westerns, and a rom-com. There's a bounty hunter searching in Mexico for a buffalo soldier, a young adventurer in the Old West who joins a team hunting buffalo, and a gay man in New York City who falls for a guy from upstate, though probably not from Buffalo. Bros, co-written and directed by Nicholas Stoller. Bobby Lieber, played by Billy Eichner, is a 40-year-old gay New Yorker who hosts a popular podcast. As an undergrad, he was discouraged from becoming an actor because he walked too gay. In journalism school, he was told his voice sounded too gay to be a newscaster. But finally, his career is taking off. He's on the board of directors of a soon-to-open LGBTQ+ history museum. His sex life is active. He has frequent sex with men he hooks up with online, but his love life is non-existent. He's never been in a relationship or even on a second date. Until he meets a guy one night at a dance club who is way better looking than he's used to. Aaron Shepherd, played by Luke McFarlane, is fit, handsome, and very masculine, the ideal gay image. So the average-looking Bobby is very surprised that Aaron knows who he is and likes his show. They eventually have sex, but even more surprising, they actually go on a date afterwards. Bobby discovers that Aaron, who is a probate lawyer, is not just a dumb, boring jock, and Aaron is attracted to Bobby's manner, sense of humor, and self-confidence. Can a small-town straight-acting bro and a sophisticated gay guy shake free of their preconceptions and prejudices to form a relationship? Or is that just an impossible pipe dream? Bros, co-written by co-star Billy Eichner, is a laugh-out-loud, funny, romantic comedy. It satirizes gay life, gay politics, and sex in unexpected ways. The dialogue is hilarious, well, at least the first two-thirds of the movie before it gets more serious, and is full of clever cultural asides, some of which I didn't get, but enough to keep me laughing nonstop. There's even an ongoing parody of conservative Hallmark TV shows that was very funny. This isn't your usual rom-com where opposites are kept apart until they eventually fall for each other and finally have their first kiss. In this one, the nudity and sex comes first while dating is the hard part. I was unimpressed by the trailer, so was very happy to find the actual movie much, much better than I expected. I like this one. Dead for a Dollar, directed by Walter Hill. It's the late 19th century in Albuquerque, New Mexico territory. Max Borland, played by Christoph Waltz, is a gunslinging bounty hunter whose current assignment is to rescue a rich man's wife who is kidnapped and smuggled south of the border. Elijah, the kidnapper, played by Brandon Scott, is a Buffalo soldier in the U.S. Army who deserted his post. Borland heads south with another Buffalo soldier, Sergeant Poe, as his guide. Buffalo soldiers was an informal term given to the all-black regiments formed in the West after the Civil War. All he has to do is rescue Mrs. Kidd and arrest Elijah in order to collect the very large bounty. But there are a few obstacles in his way. Joe Cribbins, played by Willem Dafoe, a notorious card shark Borland arrested 5 years earlier, is about to be released from jail, and he wants to settle their differences using a gun. Tiberius, a dangerous jefe in Chihuahua, wants his cut of any money Borland might make, and he has a posse of gunmen to make sure he gets it. And finally, there's the kidnappee herself. Mrs. Kidd, played by Rachel Brosnahan, tells Borland in no uncertain terms she's with Elijah voluntarily. She wasn't kidnapped. They fled to Mexico because they're a mixed-race couple, and it's her estranged husband, Mr. Kid, who is the real criminal here. He actually wants to kill her, not rescue her. So now, Borland is in a fix. Who can be trusted, and will justice be served? Dead for Dollar is a classic Western done in the style of the 1960s spaghetti Westerns. It's filmed in sepia tones, giving it a weathered, almost nostalgic look. It has shootouts, posses, gunfights, ghost towns, the usual expected stuff, but with a few twists. Sympathetic black and Mexican characters, a tough-as-nails woman who's handy with a gun, and the first showdown I've ever seen between two players armed only with horsewhips. Director Walter Hill was huge in the 80s with movies like The Warriors and 48 Hours, as well as a lot of Westerns, and he still seems to know what he's doing. Does it work? Occasionally the dialogue veers toward the corny, especially with Willem Dafoe, but Christoph Brosnahan and the rest are understated just enough to keep it a believable Western and not just a farce. Butcher's Crossing, co-written and directed by Gabe Polsky, based on the 60s novel by John Williams. It's the 1870s in Kansas. Will, played by Fred Hechinger, is an idealistic son of a Boston minister, heading west in a covered wagon. He left Harvard to have some real adventures in the Wild West. He arrives at Butcher's Crossing, a small frontier town, to visit a certain J.D. McDonald, played by Paul Ratchey, an old family friend who his father had rescued when he was down and out. Now he has made his riches cornering the buffalo skin market in the area. But far from being grateful or kind, he rudely tells Will to go back home. This was no place for a pampered city boy like him. So Will turns to a local legend instead. Miller, played by Nicolas Cage, is this big guy with a shaved head, a bushy black beard, and an abrasive manner. But he agrees to take Will with him on the greatest buffalo hunt ever, if he agrees to finance it. Miller knows of a secret valley in Colorado with untouched beasts just waiting to be slaughtered. Charlie, played by Xander Berkeley, a Bible-thumping old souse, will serve as the cook, and Fred, played by Jeremy Bob, a man with a mercenary mindset, will be the all-important skinner, cutting the pelts off the carcasses. The four set out into the bush, and to everyone's surprise, Miller's legendary Colorado Valley does actually exist. The men dig in and start their gruesome massacre. The herd is untouched, so has no fear of humans. But the enormity of the mass slaughter starts getting to all of them. Except, that is, the obsessive Miller, who is determined to kill every last one. Can the four of them stay together without going crazy? Can they leave the valley before they're trapped by winter snow? And what will they do with the untold wealth they think their pelts will bring? Butcher's Crossing is a moving, bittersweet Western about the mass slaughter of buffalo. The scenery and cinematography is stunning. They were given access to shoot among actual buffalo herds. It mainly deals with the brittle relationships among the four men. The acting is good, especially Fred Hechinger, reprising his role in White Lotus TV series as an earnest rich kid trying to find the meaning of life. And Nicolas Cage is allowed to do his requisite "I'm going mental" scenes, but mercifully with the sound turned off. The story is similar to Fred Lum's recent controversial Edmonton brass sculpture, which shows a buffalo hunter sitting on a mountain of pelts, confronted by a stoic bison. What both the sculpture and the movie imply, but never explicitly show, is the catastrophic effect the decimation of the buffalo had on countless indigenous nations. But that's where the hidden force of this movie comes from. You can't help but wonder, what are these men doing? And why? the senseless slaughter of millions, millions and millions of buffalo in a very short period of time completely changed U.S. and Canadian history. And the film leaves you feeling the heavy weight of our ancestors' actions. Bros and Butchers Crossing both had their world premieres at TIFF this year. Dead for a Dollar and Bros both open across North America this weekend. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies Eat Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.